Let's first read two passages.
John 15:5.
The Gospel according to John, chapter 15, verse 5.
我是葡萄树, 你们是枝子, 藏在我里面的, 我也藏在他里面, 这人就多结果子, 因为离了我, 你们就不能做什么。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, there is much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
1 Corinthians 1:9, chapter 1, verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。God
is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord. In our Chinese Bible, it is to partake with Christ.
好不好, 我们再低头一点祷告。
Shall we bow our head and have a further word prayer, please?
我们在天上的父, 我们实在是感谢你, 给我们这一段时间。
Our Father in heaven, we really thank you for giving us this period of time.
使我们可以聚集在你施恩的宝座前。
So that we could be gathered together before your throne of grace.
求你赐下你的圣灵,
we ask that you impart on us your Holy Spirit.
借着你的话语来引导我们,
through your word, guide us.
使我们能够进到你的儿子, 我们的主耶稣基督的交通里面,
so that we could enter into the fellowship of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
上个月我们弟兄在信息里面说到今天基督徒最常问的一个问题。Last
month, our brother in his sharing talked about the most asked question among all the Christians.
大家还记得这个问题是什么吗?
Do you all recall what is the question?
Yeah.
Yes.
神的旨意是什么?
What is God's will?
我们都是蒙神所爱的儿女。
We're all beloved children of God.
我们当然应该知道，也需要知道神的旨意是什么。
So of course, we need to know. We must know what God's will is.
不光是在我们人生中发生重大事情的时候。
And this does not concern itself with the tremendous incidents in our lives.
就是在平常的生活的里面，在个人，在教会啊，我们都需要知道神是怎么样，将要怎么样引领我们。
Even but also in our individual life, in church, we all need to know how God has been leading us. But often we feel that it is so hard to really understand God's will and His leading. Otherwise, we would not have always asked the same question, what's God's will?
为什么明白神的旨意这么困难呢?
Then why is it so difficult to understand God's will?
大家想过没有? 为什么明白神的旨意这么困难呢?
Have you ever thought of this? Why is it so difficult to understand God's will?
几年前有一首在教会里边非常受大家很喜欢的诗歌。
Few years ago, among the churches, there is one hymn that's been loved by so many.
歌名叫做《最知心的朋友》。
And the name of the hymn is My Most Intimate Friend Who Knows My Heart.
那段时间我记得我天天都在唱这首歌。
And I remember in those days, daily I just sang the same hymn.
这歌词告诉我们说, 我们的主是我们最知心的朋友。
And the lyric goes like this, Our Lord is our most intimate friend who knows my heart.
是我们最亲爱的伴侣。
It's our most close companion.
我们的主是神, 当然他知道我们心里在想什么, 对不对?
Well, our Lord is the God. Of course, He knows what's on our mind.
但是我们的主心里在想什么, 他要做什么, 我们知道吗?
But do we know what's on the mind of our Lord and what is that He wants to do?
如果我们不知道，还去问旁边的人的话，我们怎么样谈得上是他的知心朋友呢？
If we do not know about this, how could we be counted as his confidant since we have to ask other people about the Lord's mind?
我想今天在神的儿女中啊，最大的一个、最普遍的一个问题，就是我们很缺少与我们的主有交通。
So I believe among God's children, the most prevalent problem is that we lack.Of this fellowship with our Lord.
那么在我们一四零这样的聚会里面
，and in our gathering, Islam Christian Assembly,
我们常常讲到、听到神永远的旨意。
We often talk about, we often hear about the eternal purpose of God.
这个旨意就是耶稣基督和他的教会。
And this very purpose is Jesus Christ and His Church.
大家知道这个旨意有多荣耀吗？
Do you know how glorious this purpose of God is?
它是创世以来隐藏在我们神里面的奥秘。
This is the very mystery hidden in God since the ages.
它决定了全人类甚至全宇宙从一开始到最后的末日的历史进程。
It simply determines the progressional movement of history starting from the beginning of the human and from the creation.
就是我们的神而言
As far as our God is concerned,
再也没有比要成就神这个永远的旨意更重要的事情。
There is no other purpose which is more important, more glorious than this very purpose that's to be accomplished.
非常荣耀的启示，对不对？
This is such an exceedingly glorious revelation, isn't it?
但是如果我们今天只是在这里讲一讲，我们在这里听一听，对我们有什么益处呢？
However, if we just talk about it, we hear about it, what is the benefit of us all?
我们容易忽略一件事情。
And we often neglect this thing.
就是在启示的背后是有责任。
That is behind all these revelations, there is this responsibility.
启示的目的不是要让我们感觉到我们比别人属灵一点而已。
The purpose of God's revelation is to let us feel we are more spiritual than others.
主耶稣就这样说过。
And the Lord Jesus once said this.
他说那些领取五千两的人必须要再赚五千两才行。
To those who have received five talents from him need to trade to gain another five talents of gold.
否则的话不但不能蒙祝福。
Otherwise, not only would you not receive God's blessings,
恰恰相反,
but on the contrary,
因为主说, 给你的越多, 那么收取的叫越多。
Because the Lord has said, to whom more is given, from whom more is asked for.
给你这个启示, 你就必须要有, 就, 你就有责任, 就有托付在你身上。
If he has given you this revelation, then you have this responsibility being entrusted to you.
我们必须要有这个启示相称的见证和生命才行。
Therefore, we must have this testimony in accordance with our revelations.
不光是给你的启示越大，神要收取的越多。
Now, not only the fact that the more God has, more revelations that God has given to you, and the more He's going to ask from you.
而且我们所面临的，要面临的更大的
损失。But also,You will face even greater spiritual warfare.
更容易受到仇敌撒旦的攻击，而我们也更容易失败。
You will be more easily attacked by Satan the devil, and you will be prone to failures.
保罗，使徒保罗深知这个道理。
And Apostle Paul knows this so well.
所以他这样说。
Therefore he said this.
他说我是攻克己身，叫身服我，就是让我这个身体能够服我。
I discipline my body to bring it into subjection. That means that I want the body to be my slave.
免得我把福音传给了别人，我自己倒被弃绝了，倒被淘汰了。
Unless I preach to others, I myself am disqualified.
他还这样说。
He also said this.
他说恐怕我这个人得的启示太大了，所以我这个人就自高。所以有一根刺加在我的肉体上。
Let my revelation is above measure, therefore there is a thorn being given to me in my flesh.
我们想一想看，谁能够承担在这里？谁能够承担得了神永远旨意 所带来的那个责任。
Now think of this. Anyone here is able to bear the very responsibility of God's eternal purpose, which has been given to us?
我们想过这个没有问题的。我常常在这讲神用的旨意，但是我们想没想过背后的那个责任有多大？我们谁能够承担得了？
We often talk about this, but have we ever thought of this matter, about this eternal purpose of God, who is able to endure this responsibility?
除非我们与耶稣基督的生命有更深的连结，有更深的交通。
Unless we have this deeper union, deeper fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ's life.
因为离了主，我们就不能做什么。
Because apart from the Lord, we can do nothing.
神救赎我们，呼召我们，原来的目的就是要让我们与他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督有交通。
The very purpose of God's redemption and His calling is for us to have this fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ.
借着这个交通，神的儿子就有了同伴。
Through this fellowship, the Son of God has His companions.
而我们也可以在他的里面得着神本性一切的丰盛。
And we in Him can also attain to all the fullness of His Godhead.
换句话说，借着这个交通呢。
In another word, through this fellowship.
神我们的神那个主耶稣基督那个无限生命那个复活的大能。
The power of the endless life of our Lord Jesus Christ is able to be testified in us. So that we'll be able to bear this very responsibility from knowing His eternal purpose.
接着这个交通，明白神的旨意，应该是自然而然的事。
So through this fellowship, understand His eternal purpose should be a very ready thing.
相反，如果我们没有跟主有直接的交通的话，
Now conversely, if we do not have this direct fellowship with the Lord,
我们就不可能明白神的旨意。
Then it's not possible for us to understand His will.
就算别的人告诉我们了，
Even though other people have told you about it,
我们也没有能力去承担得了这个旨意带来的责任。
Able to bear this responsibility that comes with the eternal purpose.
那么我们的问题就是，我们要与主交通什么？
So here is our question: What is in the fellowship that we should have with our Lord?
如果我们要找一个人谈话，我们总是要有一个 topic， 有一个题目才对，是不是？
Just like if we want to talk to somebody, there must be a topic there.
我们要进到主的同在的里面，不光是要得着我们平时间所希望得着的那个平安、那个喜乐。
When we enter into His presence, it's not only that we want to obtain what we mostly want, the peace, the joy before Him.
当我们祈祷说我们要与主交通的时候，我们所能想到的就是，哎呀，主的同在给我们的平安，给我们喜乐，对不对？
Whenever we talk about the fellowship with the Lord, we always think of the peace, the joy in His presence, right?
更重要的，我们要在他的同在里面能够更深的认识我们的主，认识基督。
But more importantly, is in His presence, we want to know deeper of our Lord, our Jesus Christ.
我们来看两节圣经。
So shall we read two passages of the Bible, please?
腓立比书第三章第十节。
Philippians 3:10.
腓立比书第三章第十节。
Philippians 3:10, chapter 3, verse 10.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并晓得和他一同受苦。那个一同可以翻译成交通，就是并且晓得和他 交通于他的苦难，
verse 10,
教化他的死。
Verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings.Being conformed to his death. Again, the fellowship can also be translated as partaking.
对，因为我们中文翻译成是一同受苦，实际上是一同交通的意思。
So, the English version is the fellowship of his sufferings. The Chinese Bible says the partation of his sufferings.
十一节，或者我以 我也得以从死里复活。
Verse 11, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
在这两节的圣经里面，我们看到我们与主的交通有三个方面。
So in these two verses, we could see that there are three aspects in our fellowship with the Lord.
第一个方面就是交通于他的苦难，就是晓得和他一同受苦。
First is the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
使徒彼得在彼得前书也这样说。
Apostle Peter says so in 1 Peter.
基督既在肉身受苦，我们也应当你们也当将这样的心智当作兵器。
Christ also suffers in his flesh, arm yourselves with the same mind.
换句话，这就是我们应当把基督那种受苦当作我们的理想，当作我们的志气，我们来武装我们，这是英文的翻译。
Now, to put it in another way is to have the same mind of suffering, as our weapon to, gird ourselves with.
第二个方面是交通于主的死，就是效法他的死。
Now, the second aspect of this fellowship is being conformed to his death.
罗马书第六章也这样说，我们要在死的形状上与主联合。
Romans 6 says so, that we should be united with the likeness of his death.
格林多后书第十章也这样说，我们身上，我们的身上要常常带着耶稣的死。
2 Corinthians 10 also says that we should carry about the dying of Jesus in our body.
那么第三个方面呢，我们要交通于主的复活，就是晓得他复活的大能。
The third aspect is that we should fellowship with him in his resurrection to know the power of his resurrection.
我们如果是在他死的形状上与他联合，我们也要在复活的形状上与他联合。
Because if we are united in the likeness of his death,then we also will be united in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们身上若常常带着耶稣的死，那么使耶稣的生也要在我们身上显明。
If in our body we always carry about the dying of Jesus, his life will be also made manifested in us.
在这三个方面中，大家知道吗？交通于主的复活乃是我们的目标，乃是我们的盼望。
Among all the three aspects, do you know that?To fellowship with the Lord in His resurrection should be our hope and our goal.
也是交通于主的苦难，交通于主的死的必然结果。
And this resurrection should be the definite outcome that would happen after you fellowship with Him in His sufferings and in His death.
因为如果没有苦难的话，就没有死。
Because if there is no suffering, then there is no death.
没有死的话，也就不可能有复活。
And then, if there is no death, there is no resurrection.
我要在这儿再讲一点哈，关于我们常常讲复活的时候，我们都是讲到将来的事。
I would like to elaborate here a little bit more. When we talk about resurrection, we always say this is something in the future.
是讲到我们身体的复活。
It speaks of the bodily resurrection.
哥林多前书第十五章这样说。
And in 1 Corinthians 15,
就在一霎时，我们眨眼之间就是最后一次号筒吹响的时候。
It says so that in one moment, at the blinking of the eye, at the last trumpet,
死人要复活，我们这些活着的人，我们也要改变。
The dead will be raised, and all of us who are alive will be changed.
从朽坏的必朽坏的这个身体要变成不朽坏的身体，我们这个身体是要死的，知道吗？但是复活的时候，身体就变成永远不死的 immortality。
Our perishable, our mortal bodies will be changed from mortal to immortal.
使徒约翰在约翰一书第三章他也这样说。
And Apostle John in 1 John 3 also said so.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，对不对？我们都是神的儿女。”
Beloved, right now we are children of God. Isn't that so? We are children of God.
将来如何还没有显明出来。
It has not yet been revealed to us what we shall be.
但是我们知道，如果主要显现的话，我们会像他，我们会见到他的真真体。
But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
这是指到将来，讲到我们真身体要复活。
All these verses speak of the future when our body will be raised up.
但是复活不光是指将来的事。
However, resurrection is not about the future.
如果我们今天能够交通于主的苦难，
If today we're able to fellowship with him in his sufferings,
能够交通于他的死的话，
in his death,
我们就也要交通于他的复活。
Then we will also fellowship with him in his resurrection.
那我们的里面就能够经历到主耶稣基督那个复活的大能。
And within us, we will experience his power of resurrection.
大家知道这个是什么吗？
Do you know what this is all about?
这就是我们平时间常常所说的我们魂的救恩。
This is just what we've been talking about. That is the salvation of soul.
它是发生在今天，就发生在这个地上。
It happens today, here right on the earth.
因为我们这个人如果我们不经过苦难的话，我们这个人是死不了的。
Because we are human beings, if we do not go through sufferings, we can never die to ourselves.
如果我们不死的话，我们也不可能经历复活的事情。
And if we do not die to ourselves, there is no way for us to experience this matter of resurrection.
这个就是我们常常所说的十字架的艰难的过程。
Now this is we often the thing that we talk about so often. This is the difficult process of the cross.
所以大家刚才我们念的腓立比书第三章十一节，你看保罗那句话很有趣。
Now here, Philippians chapter 3, the verse we just read is a very intriguing statement of Paul's.
他说或者我也得以从死里复活。保罗在讲这句话，如果你看英文更清楚啊，好像他不敢肯定他能够得到。
It says that if by any means, if you read the English Bible, it seems even clearer that it sounds like Paul isn't sure if he's able to attain to this.
或者说他不敢肯定他已经得到了。
Or to say he's not sure whether if it has already obtained it.
像那个NASB 翻成 may, 然后 King James 翻成 may, might, 然后 NIV 或者 NIV 翻成 somehow,保罗在讲这句话，他不是那样的很肯定，他已经得到了。
The NASB version says may, King James also says may.
Might.
Okay, might. And mine, the NIV is
somehow. Yeah. 我们都知道，我们的身体的复活哈，是我们的神保证迟早要给他每个儿女的。有的人可以先复活，有的可能后复活。
We all know that this bodily resurrection is promised by God. Everybody will get it sooner or later.
但是魂的救恩不一样， 是我们今天必须要努力的。
But as to the salvation of soul is different, this is something we have to strive to attend to it.
所以保罗说一句话。
Therefore Paul said this.
他说我只有一件事，我就忘记背后，努力面前，向着那个标杆直跑。
There is only one thing that I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are before.
保罗让我们来效法他。
And Paul admonishes us to imitate him.
大家知道吗？保罗为了得着这个经历主复活的大能。
Do you all know that Paul, in order to experience this power of the Lord's resurrection,
为了进入主的这个交通，
In order to enter into the fellowship with his Lord,
他放弃了一切。
He has given up on everything.
他说，先前我以为与我有益的那些东西，我现在都看着有损的了。
So he says, what things were gained to me, but I have now counted loss for Christ.
他说，不光是把那些东西，就是万事，所有的事情，我现在都当作有损的。
And not only limited to the things he counted as gain before, but actually all things he has now counted loss.
他说我是丢弃万事，看作粪土。
And also he said, I have suffered the loss of all things and counted them as rubbish.
他的目的就是为了要认识，为了要认识耶稣基督为至宝。
His only purpose is to know the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
并且要得着基督。
And to gain Christ.
我们今天主要想想，我们就知道这是何等大的勇气，对不对？
And as we think about this, we say, what courage that Paul has exhibited here.
谁能做得到?
Who can do it?
除了保罗以外。
Except Paul.
但愿我们能够借着与主的交通。
If only that through our fellowship with our Lord,
主的爱能够吸引我们。
That his love would draw us.
使我们能够有保罗的勇气。
So that we would also have the same courage as Paul.
借着主与主的交通。
And through the fellowship with the Lord.
那么主在十字架上他的那个经历就能够成为我们的经历。
The very experience of our Lord on the cross will also become ours.
所以我们最终让魂的救恩能够成就在我们的身上。
So that in the end the salvation of soul will be accomplished in us.
既然如此，那么我们剩下的问题就是你讲了那么多交通，我们怎么样才能够进到主的这个交通的里面？
Well, if it is the matter of fact, after we talk about so much of this fellowship, how can we actually enter into this fellowship?
我们怎么样才能进到与主的交通里面?
How can we actually enter into the fellowship with the Lord?
我们来看三节的圣经。
We will consider three verse passages here.
约翰福音第十六章第十三节。
First, the Gospel according to John 16:3.
约翰福音第十六章十三节。
John 16:13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白。这个明白这个词，原文的意思是进入，所以说应该翻译成他要引导你们进入一切的真理。
John 16:13. However, when the Spirit of Truth has come, He will guide you into all truth. The original rendering is to guide you into, but the Chinese Bible says to He will help you understand all the truth.
对，我想当时在翻译中文圣经的时候，觉得怎么能够进真理，怎么能进得去呢？所以他想的就是明白嘛，所以就把它翻译成明白。但实际上原文意思就是进入。
I suppose that when they first translated the Chinese Bible, they probably thought, how could you actually enter into the truth? So they used another word to understand. But the very fact is, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth.
哥林多前书第十章
First Corinthians chapter 10,
十六节
16.
哥林多前书第十章第十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 16.
我们所祝福的杯，且不是统领啊，这个字统领又是交通的意思，且不是交通于基督的血吗？我们所拨开的饼，岂不是又是交通于基督的身体吗？
Verse 16. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion or fellowship of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion or fellowship of the body of Christ?
约翰一书第一章第七节。
First John 1:7.
约翰一书第一章第七节。
The first epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 7.
我们若在光明中行。如同神在光明中就彼此相交，神儿子他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his son cleanses us from all sin.
我们的神为我们预备了与主交通所需要的一切。
Our God has prepared everything that's needed for our fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ.
首先是我们主的宝血。
First of all is our Lord's precious blood.
永远啊，永远有功效。
It's effective eternally.
我们都知道，我们基督徒时常会犯罪，污秽我们自己，对不对？
We know that we Christians often sin and defy ourselves, isn't that so?
因着这个罪，我们就与主的交通就断绝了。
And because of the sin, our fellowship with our Lord is severed.
因为圣经告诉我们，若不圣洁，没有人能见主。
Because the Bible teaches that without holiness, no one can see God.
但是如果我们是来到主的面前，我们认我们的罪，那他的血就可以洁净我们。
But if we come before the Lord and confess our sins, then His blood will cleanse them all.
那我们就可以恢复和他的交通。
Then we can restore the fellowship with Him.
第二， 圣灵住在我们的里面，而且要记得是永永远远住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit indwells us, and this is forever and ever. He will abide in us.
他在我们的里面干什么？
What's he doing in us?
就是要引我们进入耶稣我们的主的交通的里面。
Exactly, he wants to lead us, guide us into the fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们。
And as the Bible teaches us,
当我们接受耶稣基督为我们的救主的时候，
that when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior,
受浸归到他的名下，
after we are baptized under his name,
神就使我们与他的儿子我们的主 联合在一起。
Then God has united us with His Son, Jesus.
就是在他死的形状上，在他复活的形状上与他联合。
To be united with His Son in the likeness of His death and also resurrection.
这个已经是事实啊，是客观的真理。
This is the objective truth, a done deal, a fact.
换句话说，给我们自己究竟。我们不知道什么时候有这样的事情发生。
To put it in another way, as far as we are concerned, we don't know when this happened.
也许在我们受浸的那个时候。
Maybe at the moment when we were baptized.
我们可能经历上我们根本不知道这回事。
In our experience, we probably did not know what happened.
可能也跟我们的那个行，更跟我们的行为好坏毫无关系。
And this has nothing to do with the good behavior or bad behavior on our part.
这是一个神自己已经做成了的真理。
This is the truth which has accomplished by God Himself.
但是事情绝不能停，绝不会停止在这。
However, the very matter will never stop right here.
主耶稣说，
Because the Lord Jesus said,
等真理的圣灵来，要引导我们进入这个真理。
Until the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into all truth.
圣灵来住在我们的里面。
Now the Holy Spirit indwells us.
就是要把这个真理能够变成是我们的生命，我们的经历。
He will turn this truth into our experience in our life.
圣灵的充满啊，绝不是某些基督教派的特权。
Now this filling of the Holy Spirit should never be any privilege of a specific denomination.
圣灵的充满是圣经的教导。
Because this filling of the Holy Spirit is taught in the Bible.
圣灵充满不光光是要给我们一种超自然的经历。
And being filled with Holy Spirit not only gives you, it's not only for you to feel this extraordinary supernatural power.
或者与众不同的那个恩赐。
Or for you to experience, I have such a unique, different from everybody else's gift.
所以我们能说方言，能赶鬼，能医治别人的病。
So we can speak in tongues, we can do faith filling, we can drive out all the demons.
我们不可否认这些恩赐是存在的，有时候也会出现在我们的中间。
Undeniably, yes, we do have this kind of gifts among Christians, and sometimes they even appear in our midst.
但是知道吗？如果我们光有这些经历的话
，But do you know this? If you only have all these experiences,
特别容易使我们这个人。骄傲自大的
，and they will so easily puff you up，
使我们觉得与人不同
，feeling you're so different from everybody else。
大家知道吗？圣灵真正充满我们的目的是什么
？But do you know what's the real purpose for the Holy Spirit to fill us？
乃是要把我们在经历上，在经历上把我们带进主的死、主的苦难、主的死、主的复活的里面。
As to lead us in our experiences into the death, the sufferings, and the resurrection of the Lord.
使我们这个人啊，身上常常带着耶稣的死。
So we always carry about the dying of Jesus.
啊，
in our body.
使耶稣的那个复活，那个生也显明在我们的身上。
So that resurrection, the life of Jesus, also may be come manifest in our body.
就是让我们这个人，我们这个人那个器皿是很卑贱的器皿。
We as God's vessels, as vessels are very lowly.
能够在我们身上显出主复活生命的大能，那是件非常荣耀的事情。但是我们却是已经死了的，所以我们是被破碎了的。
What a glorious matter this is that God's glory will be revealed in us as the lowly vessels after we have been dead. And after being broken up.
但是不可否认,
And then again, undeniably,
在现实生活的里面,
in our practical living,
尽管我们的主已经为我们预备了主的宝血, 预备了圣灵, 这两个东西都是永永远远的。
Even though the Lord has prepared for us this, the Lord's precious blood and His Holy Spirit, who lasts forever.
圣灵永远住在我们的里面，神的主的宝血永远有功效。
Because Holy Spirit always indwells us, and the efficacy of His blood is forever.
但是我们与主的交通仍然有很多很多的困难。
But even with all this, there are so many problems on our part as to how to fellowship with Him.
究竟是什么？究竟是什么阻拦了我们来到主的面前与主交通的呢？
So what are those difficulties that hinder us from having fellowship with Him?
我想在这里我分享两点。
I would like to share on two points on this matter.
第一点，我们今天实在是太忙了。
First, simply we are too busy.
我们而且是越来越忙。
And more and more so.
我们中年，我们这些中年人。
For those of us who are in middle age,
我们的工作，我们的家务，还有我们，尤其是我们孩子的教育，几乎占据了我们所有的时间。
Our jobs, our family life, especially our children's education, have almost taken up all of our time.
我记得我姊妹常常，一到晚上睡觉前就告诉我，她简直是精疲力尽，人都像个死人一样。
Often my wife would tell me this at bedtime.She said that I'm so exhausted. I'm just like a dead person.
青少年面临着更是前所未有的试探。
And our young people, they face even more unprecedented temptations.
他们升学的压力、课外活动，还有那些家庭作业。我们有个儿子刚刚上高中一年级，他现在做家庭作业做到晚上一点、两点，甚至三点。
All the homework, all the extra curriculum activities, and all the, the pressure from academic advancement. And I have a son, he's just in the first year in high school, and he has to do all his homework up to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And they're so pressured that they cannot even have the chance to.I'll take a break of all this.
那么他们还剩余一点，有的人聪明的还剩余一点时间，他们干什么呢？
Now for those relatively smarter kids, they do have a little bit of time remained.
电子游戏、互联网啊，还有智能手机，对不对？
They probably play with the emails, internet, smartphones.
我们的老大前几天听我们的老二老三听说他们要回家了，高兴坏了。
Now, last year when my second...
就前两天是两天前。
Oh, two days ago.
大孩子要回家，这个小的两个一听到高兴坏了。
Two days ago, when my second and third son heard that their big brother was coming home, they were so delighted.
为什么？不是因为他哥哥要回来了，他哥哥有个智能手机。
It's not because of the fact that their brother is coming home, but because their brother has the smartphone.
我们这些我们上一那老那中年人青年人那老年人呢
Now I talk about the middle-aged people our young people what about the aged
我的老年人还包括我们这一代那些上六十岁的人
including those who are aged 60 and above
我们孩子已经教育已经没有了对不对
We have no burdens anymore regarding children's education
我们应该有更多的时间可以来亲近主了呀。
So we're supposed to have more time to be drawn near to God.
要么我们身体软，是吧？
Then either we're physically weak.
要么就是那个电视机里面那个连续剧，简直是五十集、六十集、七十集，简直没完没了的。
Or because the soap operas in TV and that for 50, 60 episodes, then it seems that they never end.
霸占了我们的心。
All these have occupied our hearts.
就算是我们中间有的人能够挤出点时间啊，想要来亲近主与主交通。
Even among us who are determined to squeeze some time to be drawn near to the Lord.
但知道吗？我们的心安静不下来的。
But do you know this? It's so hard for our hearts to be quiet before him.
我们坐下来祷告，不到几分钟时间，要么我们的心就飞向远方。
When we sit down to pray, in just few minutes, our hearts fly far away into the distance.
要么我们人整个都进入梦乡了。
Or our whole being simply enter in some kind of dream.
我们从我们的家到教会大概要30-40分钟开车。
From my house to the church building, it takes about 30-40 minutes.
有时候我会问我旁边的人，在车上的时候，你心里在想什么呢？
I would ask the passenger sitting next to me, what's on your mind now?
我在想今天从教会回来要吃什么，你都不操心这种事情。
And she would say, oh, I'm thinking, what are we going to eat after the church? Well, of course, you cannot be bothered by all this.
我说我们要到教会需要见主的，所以我们要预备我们的心。
So I would say that we're going to church to meet the Lord. We need to prepare our hearts.
过一会儿我又问他，我说你现在心里在想什么？
Then again, I ask the person, what's on your mind now?
因为加油站又便宜了几分钱。
And she would say, oh, look, the gas price has gone down a few cents.
知道吗？忙忙碌碌的生活使我们的心已经安静，早已经不习惯安静在主的面前了。
Do you know this? In the hustle and bustle of our life, our hearts are so used to not being quiet before Him.
我相信，这个事情，这件事是我们这个时代可能是神儿女信仰的那个属灵的最大危机。
And I believe this is probably the greatest spiritual crisis in our generation, among all God's children.
第二呢？
Now the second.
我们今天所能够知道的属灵的知识，我相信已经超过了以往任何的时代。
The second point is that I believe that today, all the spiritual knowledge that we possess has already surpassed all the previous generations.
各种特会的信息啊，各种属灵的书籍，借着互联网，借着我们随身带的智能的手机，就在我们的时刻就在我们的手指尖上。
All the messages from special conference, from internet, from smartphones, they are simply at the tip of our fingers.
根本都不用出门的。
You don't even have to get out of your house.
本来哈，属灵的知识是应该把我们带到神的面前来，对不对？
But supposedly, the spiritual knowledge should lead us in God's presence.
看多少的时候，神的儿女对属灵的知识的追求超过了亲近我们的神。
So many times that the spiritual pursuit of the spiritual knowledge among God's children has already replaced our closeness before God, being drawn near to Him. We cherish theology more than the Bible, even more than the Holy Spirit.
我认识一个很追求的弟兄。
Now, I've come to know this one brother who really seeks the Lord seriously.
他满怀信心，要进到神学院去学习。
And he entered a seminary full of faith that he wants to educate himself.
好，他毕业以后，他跟我们一起分享，他说，你知道吗？我是从神学院爬出来的。
And then after graduation, he shared with us, he said, do you know that I literally crawled out of the seminary?
因为进到神学院去，就看到，哎呦，神学啊，实在是太丰富了，他简直没有时间去把这些知识都能够读完。
And because he entered the seminary and he viewed all the theology, there is simply too immense. There is no way for him to absorb all the knowledge in time.
所以在这些知识的面前，他简直彻底的谦卑自己。
Therefore, before this vast knowledge, he simply was humbled.
我还认识一位弟兄，现在已经全时间服侍神了。
And I also know another brother who is now in his full-time ministry.
我进到他家里去，看到满书架的属灵的书籍啊，神学巨著。
When I went to his house, I just witnessed the shelves of spiritual books with all the theological writings.
他对我说，他说他唯一的弱项就是圣经，因为实在出来没多少时间看圣经。
And he told me that the only weakness on his part is the Bible, because he did not have too much time to study it.
想想看，在浩瀚的知识、神学也好，属灵知识的面前的话，我们哪里有时间去读圣经呢？
Just think of this. Before this immensity of the spiritual knowledge or theology, is there any more time for us to actually be drawn near to God?
哪里有闲心啊，去听我们里面那个微小的，而且还很不容易听到的声音？
Do you really have the leisure to actually hear the small voice, which is in essence hard to hear?
知道吗？我相信，我们今天的属灵知识已经超过了亚伯拉罕，超过了摩西，甚至超过了大卫。
And I believe today our spiritual knowledge has already surpassed the knowledge that Abraham, Moses, David once possessed.
仔细想一想，我觉得我们今天能够得到的神的启示，借着圣经圣灵，我们已经可能所认识的东西已经超过了亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫。
And think of this. Today, through the Holy Spirit, our understanding of the Bible, our revelation, has already surpassed the counterpart of Moses, Abraham, or David.
但是在一件最基本的事情上。
However, on this very basic, most fundamental matter,
我们却远不如他。
We lag far behind them.
就是在生命里面能够经历我们的神，能够交通与我们的主。
That is in life we're able to fellowship with Him and to experience the Lord.
借着交通，亚伯拉罕在主耶稣道成肉身之前2000年。
Now through fellowship, Abraham before Jesus became the flesh and came to the world 2000 years ago.
就常常的仰望基督。
Abraham often looked unto Christ.
成了无话不说的朋友，成了信心之父。
And Christ has become his confidant that he could Abraham could always talk to him about anything. And
成了信心之父。
Abraham became the father of faith.
借着交通，摩西在主前1500年。
And through fellowship that Moses 1500 years before the Lord was born.
就甘愿为基督，就甘愿为基督受凌辱，能够轻看埃及的财宝。
He was willing to suffer reproaches and despise all the riches of the Egypt.
成为世界上最谦和的人，神用他带领以色列人出埃及。这是历史上非常重大的事情。
And he became the most humble person on earth, and God was able to use him to lead Israelites out of Egypt. This is such a tremendous incident in history.
借着交通，大卫成了在主前一千年，主耶稣来到这个地上一千年前，就成为神合乎心意的人。
And through fellowship, David likewise, 1000 years ago, before the Lord came to the world.And became the person who actually went after the heart of God.
他写下了众多的诗篇，记录了他在灵里边交通与我们的主的苦难。
Now he wrote so many psalms, and he recorded all the fellowship in his spirit with the sufferings of the Lord.
这是我们上个月弟兄的信息讲到诗篇22篇，大卫怎么样看到我们的主的苦难的。
And this is what our brother shared last month in Psalm 22, how David actually saw and entered into the fellowship of our Lord's sufferings.
借着交通，以赛亚在主前700年前就看到我们的主的荣耀和他在十字架上的死。
And also through fellowship in 700 AD that Isaiah actually saw how the Lord suffered on the cross in his glorious death.
所以成为我们主荣耀福音的见证人。
Therefore, Isaiah became the very witness of our Lord's glorious gospel.
我们都相信，在这地上没有一个人没有一个人能够完完全全的经历神的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督作为人子在地上所成就、所经历的事。
We all know that none of us is able to experience the experience of Jesus Christ as Son of Man while He was on earth.
但是借着这个交通，这些人他们超越了时间，超越了空间，也超越了他们肉身的限制。
But through fellowship, all these people that we just mentioned have already transcended all the limits of space, time, and flesh.
也许你说,
Maybe you would ask, who are all these? How could we be compared with them? All these are spiritual giants.
完全没有错。
You're absolutely right.
但是我们知道嘛,
but do we know this?
如果没有与主的交通的话,
Without this fellowship with the Lord,
亚伯拉罕只不过是一个贪生怕死的, 他可能贪生怕死, 可能在今天伊拉克那个地方拜偶像的人。
Abraham could have become the very idol worshiper, and he was afraid, he was timid of death.
没有与主的交通, 摩西哪怕再有学问, 他不过也就是在曾经在最终那种享受最终之乐的那个埃及人而已。
Without fellowship, Moses, as much as learned he could become, he was probably a person who enjoyed the passing pleasure of sins.
后来他又变成一个在旷野放羊80岁的老头, 话都不会说了。
And later on, Moses was feeding all the sheep in the wilderness, and he was an 80-year-old old man.
没有遗嘱的交通,
Without fellowship with the Lord,
大卫就不可能 从在他的家里中是最不起眼的一个人，他就不可能从一个最不起眼的人变成以色列的君王，成为得胜者。
Now without this fellowship, David being the most respectable person in his household, there's no way for him to be transformed into a prince, into an overcomer.
那保罗如果没有主的交通，保罗也不可能从一个狂热的宗教分子变成一个最受苦最多经历十字架认识。
And without this fellowship, Paul, being a religious fanatic, could never be turned into the one who understood the so deeply of the Lord's sufferings and his cross.
我想与主的交通绝不是属灵伟人特权。
So I don't think that this fellowship with the Lord should be the privilege of the spiritual giants.
乃是每一个神的儿女最基本的权利。
This should be the most fundamental right and responsibility of every child of God.
是我们里面生命的本能。
It is our innate ability that we're born with.
想想看，如果我们里面有生命啊。 怎么可能没有交通呢?
Think of this. If we have life in us, how could it be possible that we do not have fellowship?
只有死人才不会交通。
Only dead people do not fellowship.
我相信没有一个人看那个死人突然坐起来找活人讲话的。
I don't suppose anybody would witness a dead person and all of a sudden set up and talking to living ones.
要是这样的话还是没有交通。
Even it happens like this, it's still not counted as fellowship.
因为死人活了，那活的人倒是被吓死。Because
even though the dead people became alive, but the living ones would be so petrified to death.
最后，我想分享一点擘饼机会。Now,
lastly, I would like to share a few things on breaking the bread.
今天，基督教把擘饼机会变成了一个宗教仪式。
Today, Christianity has already turned this breaking bread into a religious rite.
只有神父、牧师这样专职的神学人员、神职人员才有资格把饼拨开，才有资格领会，才有资格在会中祷告。Today,
only clergy, only priests, the so-called professional clergy, they are qualified to pray, to break the bread at meetings.
每个月甚至有的每年才有那么一次。
And this is conducted once a year.
感谢神，我们之前的弟兄借着圣经，在圣灵的启示下恢复了擘饼聚会的真正意义。
And the breaking bread is conducted once a month, but we thank God that through the revelation, all the spiritual biblical truth has been restored.
但知道吗？ 在擘饼的聚会里，你知道今天我们中间很多的弟兄姊妹，我们还是一个旁观者。
But do you know this? That even at our breaking bread, so many brothers and sisters are simply spectators.
在擘饼聚会的时候，我们的心可能在天南海北。
because at the breaking bread meeting, your heart probably have flown far and beyond.
波饼聚会呢, 是我们主亲自设立的一个唯一的聚会。
And breaking bread is instituted by our Lord, the only meeting he has established.
饼代表的是他的身体。
This bread represents his body.
杯代表他的血。
The cup represents his blood.
那11个门徒代表全教会。
And the 11 apostles represent the whole church.
主那个时候对门徒说, 也就是对整个教会说,
As the Lord spoke to the apostles, then he said to all the church,
他说你们应当如此行,
Do this in remembrance of me.
就是纪念我们的爱我们的主在十字架上为我们的罪所受的苦难和死。
Remember the Lord who loved us so dearly, how he suffered on the cross and died for us.
主还说从此以后他不再吃这宴席，只等到神的国成就。 以后他要和我们一同作息。
And the Lord said that from now on I will not have this cup and bread again until all is accomplished in the kingdom of God.
知道吗? 主在吩咐门徒这样做的时候, 他是非常 emotional, 是非常伤感的。
Do you know when the Lord gave the charge to his disciples, our Lord was sorrowful, was very emotional.
当时使徒保罗不在场。
At that time, Apostle Paul wasn't in their midst.
后来主亲自告诉他,
But later on, the Lord himself told Paul,
他说, 这个饼, 这个, 我们是喝着吃着饼, 喝着杯, 就是交通于主的血和主的身体。
When we eat and drink of the bread and blood, we fellowship in with the suffering and death of the Lord.
就是交通于他的苦难, 他的死, 他的再来。
Actually, we fellowship with the Lord in His sufferings, His death, and His coming. This speaks of the Lord's death until He comes.
每一个主日,
Every Sunday,
我们全教会聚集在一起,
as the whole church is gathered here,
啊, 这是非常难得的机会, 因为我们一同交通于我们的主。
This is such a very unique occasion that all of us together fellowship with the Lord.
何等美好的时光!
This opportunity is hard to come by, and this should be such a wonderful time.
我们一同交通于主的苦难,
As we together fellowship with Him in His sufferings,
交通于他的死,
in His death,
交通于他的复活,
fellowship with Him in His resurrection,
也交通于他的再来,
and also fellowship with Him in His coming again.
我想我们已经到了年尾了，新的一年即将来临。
And now we have come to the end of the year as the new year is around the corner.
主回来接我们的日子又近了。
And it is also that the Lord is even closer to the day when He comes to fetch all of us.
万事的结局也近了。
So the end of all things is at hand.
相不相信2012年黑暗的势力更加猖狂？
Do you believe this? That in 2012, the power of darkness should be more fierce and more rampant.
他一定会用尽一切办法阻拦神的儿女来到神的面前。
The devil is going to use all he could do to hinder all God's children from coming to him.
因为他相信这样的话就可以延迟我们的主的再来。
Because Satan believes that by doing so, he can delay our Lord's second advent.
但是弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道吗?
But dear ones, do you know this? We have been placed in the very midst of the spiritual warfare.
我们却浑然不知,
and then we simply do not have any sense about it.
好像还是一个旁观者似的。
Still, you act like you are just a spectator.
然后问旁边的人, 主的旨意究竟是什么?
We keep asking other people, what's the will of God?
难道我们愿意一直这样下去吗?
Do you want to continue to live like this?
好, 我们低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow our head? And let's have a word of prayer.
我们的主, 我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Our Lord, we really thank you and praise you.
巴不得也能把我们带到与你在苦难、在死、在你复活的上面，跟你交通。
If only you could lead us into the very fellowship with you in your sufferings, in your death, and in your resurrection.
我们一直这样住, 只等到你的再来。
Lord, we shall dwell in such a way until you return again.
求你的话继续引导我们。
Lord, may you lead us all the way through your word.
我们这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We ask and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.